somebody's upset stomach is to compliment them. Yeah, it is. Because what happens is that soft and soothing energy goes into their solar plexus, and what you're giving them is what? Self-esteem. And believe it or not, self-esteem is one of the most healing treasures you can help shine a light on. All right, come on now, it's not so bad. You can do this. I've seen you handle this a million times. And the stomach begins to calm down, doesn't it? And yet if I said to you, what are you doing this for? You're only going to fail. You don't know what you're doing. You have no talent at it. While you're listening to me and our eyes are engaged and you're listening to every word I said, but what I'm doing is I'm taking a knife and I'm cutting you right across the gut. And you know it, and I know it. I've spilled your self-esteem all over the floor. Now, can low self-esteem lead to serious illnesses? You know what? This is a bold statement, and I'm going to say yes, it can. I think that the rage and the anger, the self-loathing, the inner torment that comes from looking at your life through the window of what could be if you had the courage to choose otherwise is an unbelievable psychic, emotional, soul-filled pressure of the worst kind. I think that living a life where you look and think, I could do that, but I'm afraid to leave here, of having your intuition motivate you and tell you, you don't belong here anymore, go. Or you know you really want to do this and follow that artist in you, or you really want to develop this side of yourself. And instead you are forever feeling, but I can't take care of myself financially, and I'm just stuck here and losing respect for yourself. You don't think that that's going to hit your body at some point? When in fact, the greatest gift you could give yourself would be to say, you know what? What am I willing to do to live the best life I can? Well, if I have to work, you know, like at a dry cleaner's or doing anything, what do I care? I'm free. I'm free. And if my spiritual freedom isn't worth reducing living in 10 rooms to one room, then you got your values upside down. You have not been born to max out in a 10-room apartment. Who cares? Isn't your sense of who you are worth more than that, where you're willing to say, you know what, I'm willing to cut from 150 grand a year to 40 or 30 because my inner world, my inner spirit, I'm getting some kind of clue, and I got to believe in myself enough to know I got to go that way. My respect's at stake, as is my spiritual life. Okay, so your self-esteem's located in your solar plexus, and you know that when you're feeling good about, you get those wonderful butterflies in your stomach, and when you feel awful, your stomach begins to twist. But what's really going on? It's a power transition. It's a self-esteem dynamic going on. Am I going to be empowered by what's about to happen or disempowered? Do I have enough power to stick up for myself, protect myself, take an opportunity, say yes, say no, do this, do that? Do I have enough to be honest? Whatever it takes, whatever answer it is, all of that has to do with asking yourself, do I have enough esteem to direct myself in the next moment, following the highest order of my spirit and my intuition? That's the only question it comes down to. Do I have enough esteem to act on my highest good? That's it. That's the end of the line. Do I have enough esteem? But to get to that point, boy, you have to face how afraid your life would be. Here comes the next question. How afraid are you of what your life would look like if you became empowered? Now think about that. And who in your life will not applaud your being empowered? Is there anybody? Can you think of one person? Well, that needs to be noted for the record. Becoming empowered comes at a cost. Self-esteem comes at a cost. And for that reason, you got to ask yourself, do you really want to be filled with the kind of self-empowerment you think you want, or would you rather read about it? Would you rather read about why you don't have it and have that feel like a path to self-empowerment? And at the end of the book say, it still doesn't tell me how. I'll just go get another book. But the thing is, you got to realize, I like reading about it. It makes me feel like I'm making a difference, but you're not. It doesn't make any difference at all. Unless you're willing to turn the book upside down and say, do I really want this? Do I really want to make this type of difference in my life? Because here's what's true. You're all born knowing something. You're all born knowing many things, but this is one of the things you're born knowing. And that's that the development of the self is inevitable. You cannot stop it any more than you can stop the fact that you became 39 before you became 40. It's just the way it is. You can't stop that fact. You can't stop it. So when that need and that birth of the self begins to happen, you also know that your life up until now has to change because there are parts of it that are no longer necessary. What you need to hold on to is that the life yet to come, the esteemed life, is the one you want to reach for. That's the one you want. Your life at max esteem is the one you want. But there's a shedding process that happens, and you know it. Inherently in your gut, you know, if I take this opportunity, if I decide to